This is podtech.net at CDN Live Silicon Valley at San Jose's McEnery Convention Center. Michael J. Pfister, President and CEO of Cadence Design Systems, Inc., gave the welcome from Cadence to kick off CDN Live Silicon Valley. In his keynote, he also made some important new product announcements. Here is his keynote address on September 12, 2006.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President and CEO, Cadence Design Systems, Mike Pfister.
Many of us are engineers. Heck, I'm an old engineer. And to me, engineering has always been the combination or the bringing together of art and science. Now, some of this in our past or in our future is the melding of that so that we kind of innovate in certain elements, and then we are constrained either by, you know, libraries or rules or whatever it turns out to be. But there's still always that element of innovation. And it's often in a functional area. It's often in what we do outside of things. And I myself have a creative side. Since I don't get to do much design anymore, I like to make things out of wood. Matter of fact, I have some infamy here, and one of the things that I make, somebody once told me, is, would you make me a pen out of wood? So this, if you see one, is a Pfister pen. And it's a creative process when you do this. You put it on a lathe in between two points, you spin it, and you actually remove the material to try to make the barrel of the pen. And it is a creative element to it where you use different kinds of materials, exotic woods, deer antler, buffalo horn, different kinds of acrylics, and it becomes a personal thing. You can pass them on to people. I've made hundreds of these things. As a matter of fact, we give them away inside the company to encourage people to return to raffles like Mike was talking about. And my hobbies go more creatively into this, into bowl turning, because that's a way to even be more creative about the removal of material, trying to envision or unlock some mysterious element of the thing that you're trying to build. And this is the theme I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today. As a matter of fact, I think it's the process that we do inside of our industries and working together. How do we help unlock that creative element and allow all of us as humans to continue to move up and expand the creative element as opposed to doing the mundane? That's what automation exists for. That's my passion of being in the industry. That's why we exist at Cadence. And in this mind of the engineer, a lot of it is manifested in products. And you can see products spinning around here, and these products are a creation of our minds. And it's only that creativity, that creative element, that allows us to conjure up these kinds of things. And what we do in the process then is take those and translate them now into an increasing number of people who absorb them who have no idea for how complex what we do is. If I didn't explain to you how to make the pencil, you probably think that you can buy a pen for 29 cents and, you know, what's the big deal? But it takes me an hour to make one of these things by the process, by the care that I do. And look at the kinds of things that consumers demand. Long battery life, feature richness, quality audio, video, multimedia, digital, analog. And what it's amounted to is a very expensive process for us to go through. It could cost $100 million to develop some of the guts of these products on a contemporary process at 65 nanometers. At the same time, in a consumer dynamic where the shelf life has gone from years to half of a year, every 6 months something has to be, and of course the intense competition that goes along with that. And differentiation is the key, and some of you may think of this as marketing, but it isn't. It's another element of our creative. How do we make our products different or more valuable? And there's kind of two ways that I think about this. The first is with features, and the second is beyond features. With features, probably a few of these things are obvious to you. If they're not, something to consider. One element of features is being first. If you're first, then you're unique. Another thing could be if you're best. If you're best in a perception of function, of speed, of time, those are elements of uniqueness. And a third thing could be uniqueness beyond one of those qualities. Could be a usage proposition that made a person smarter. I think a lot of the innovation that we do in our industries is allow humans to move up to a higher level of abstraction and actually operate and stress their brain, stress their creative side more. Beyond features, though, is a critical thing that I think the industry transforms, and in my lifetime, this has always been a part of moving up that abstraction, is move beyond features, and this is the notion of platforms. It's just not about the device itself. It's about the ecosystem the device exists in. It's about the combination of chips that go around a single chip, or the software that unlocks it and makes it multi-purpose, or the applications that run on it that make it unique by permutation. And this is a kind of a combination of things that always happens with price, but for many of us in the engineering community, price is not in our control. It's one of those things that you dial over time, especially as things become non-unique or undifferentiated to continue to farm the value of our penetration in the industry. So I won't spend a lot of time talking about that. Now, these differentiation with features, I just wanted to now transform some of those consumer careabouts into things that relate more to us. The notion of battery life is power, and that's why it's so prominent. The notion of form factor translates into many esoteric packaging technologies, first on the printed circuit board, now into integrated circuit packaging. The notion of feature richness is largely a function of integration on the die or around the system. And you can see now that almost everything permeates either high performance or analog and mixed signals, and that's just never going to stop. And the requirement, as I think about it, that we try to drive ourselves to work together on, is the multidiscipline expertise that it takes to do that. Now all of a sudden we span beyond just the printed circuit to custom devices or standard cell library encapsulations that become a common building block for us to build upon. And of course the base packaging. And now we add that very kind of obscure or ambiguous element called software as a reprogrammable element to be able to drive the functionality. And this is the way we drive ourselves to try to be responsive and to try to help. You've heard many times me say maybe that we want to show and demonstrate the breadth of what we do because we think about the problem from the beginning to the end. That is, that end-to-end notion, the essence of the platform as a uniqueness or differentiating feature. And a way to think about that in terms of all the platforms that Mike did such a nice job describing, the functional foundation, is maybe this, because it interacts with a chain of people. Often we call it the design chain because it's rare that any one company does any of this themselves. And I wanted to go and dive into just a couple of those today. And the first is around custom IC. You know, a custom IC, many people probably think of this as analog, or the synonym virtuoso with analog. And it's true, there's a large element to that. But that platform is really at least five different things. It's analog, it's custom digital for some of the most esoteric devices that exist. It's memory, it's RF, it's even process enabling. As the process developers interact with the thing or as we work with them to encapsulate into the libraries. And I wanted to make sure to emphasize that, to show the application of this technology in a full custom block that we work with our colleagues at Arm to do, the Cortex-A8. Marvelous piece of technology. They used a virtuoso platform, been a testimonial, where they use this in a custom attitude to manifest the highest performance at the lowest power because it's a speed power product that silicon works on. And this is a natural approach for anybody who does a custom block, whether it be a processor developer, a big graphics developer, the highest performance digital devices in the world. And I hope it's a nice manifestation of art and science coming together because there's a lot of creativity in doing that customization. That's because it's the combination of a couple of disparate things, design, layout, and simulation. Now, often in the EDA industry, these would have been perceived as islands of technology because companies didn't have capabilities across all those continuums for strong in a simulation or strong in a layout. To make it more complicated, many of us do this as loosely coupled tasks. We do it loosely coupled geocentrically because the teams are split. We do it because the automation isn't completed, isn't seamless enough. Or we do it because there's not enough people who really understand the analog and increasingly RF characteristics of the circuits to be able to do this customization. Lines don't act like wires that connect. They act like transmission lines. And the physics just continues to conspire against this to make this more and more complicated. So that's where the Virtuoso platform comes along, as kind of a unification strategy of those three islands. And that's why we're so excited about it today. What we're showing is the seamlessness of thinking about those things from the beginning to the end, or the end to end, just as a platform would be, to attack it as an architectural problem, to attack it as an and link the simulation and optimization, and yes, even drive it into the yield awareness that we would do for the manufacturable element. They actually have to interact and talk to each other, and when they do, amazing things happen. One of the things I want you to appreciate, or at least understand about us, if there's a place in market penetration or prowess where we exist, this is probably one of the most significant ones. We don't take it for granted. This team has innovated and continues to innovate. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what they're doing. And I think this is one of those perfect examples of being able to use it and allow the automation to move humans up the creativity curve, up that abstraction curve for value. So now how about a little bit on digital ICs and the Encounter platform. This is another element where art and science come together, and we really do have a platform approach here, because as you can see, a lot of the encapsulation or incorporation is an integration tactic. And that same ARM Cortex-A8 core that I talked, in a synthesized fashion, so-called express version, is a common building block of an awful lot of SoCs, where it bundles with a bunch of other either created or standardized intellectual property to build different proliferable devices. There's a large amount of this in proliferable content that can be conserved, especially if it's planned ahead of time. And it's really has a huge impact in either terms of people or time if you do it correctly. Now, so an EDA speaker, a lot of us, especially since we're functional experts, we attack this as pieces of the design continuum. And the industry has often done a great job at attacking this between the RTL and the GDS, as you know. And it works really good for moderate-sized designs or relatively generic designs. And a lot of what we've been out to do, and a lot of the passion, is to move that upstream, so to speak, in the system element into the specification. And what it allows you to do is interact things that are prominent that the specification people do, the architectural element, the creative element. We're worried about bus power clock architecture, chip planning and budgeting. May be worried or incorporating some of the manufacturability elements of advanced technologies. And much of this work, as you can see from the chart, is manual today. It makes the exploration either tedious or constrained by the kinds and number of people that can do this. And so this is what Torino is aimed at. And you continue to see this unleashed, and as you watch through this week, Eric's here, and he's going to do a marvelous job showing you not only the what, but the why. So I got to tell you what, the why. The why is because when you do this, you get better results up front, you simplify what you do downstream. It's really that simple. That's what the biggest, most complex chips, that's how people attack them. By the way, that's how we've been doing it for all the years that I've been around in doing design. It was just a very human, intense process. And since there's few humans that can do this, or that's where the creative element is, we'd want to make that automation enable and unlock that human capacity to work on that part of the problem. And it's really what an advancing of allowing the exploration, which has been so focused in the RTL to GDS, hooking the transistors together or elements of that kind of flexibility, to include an architectural element where most of the platform design exists today. And it's interactive. It allows interaction between the specification, the implementation, and the decisions that we would do. And as I often tell people, the less learned, it allows you to test an idea before you implement it, being aware of what will happen to it in the implementation. That's what a human did. When I was an early chip designer, when I designed a chip, implemented the chip, even tested it, I was seamless because it was just me. I could conserve my brain waves through those steps of the design process. And today, it often involves many, many people, different kinds of functional experts. Ultimately, it reaches down into the fabrication of, and that's the real implication of DFM. I often say it's the big D, little M. Things are best impacted in upstream as you do them into the design, and that's what we're about, and that's what Torino does for us. Okay, so the focus of this is really front-end design-oriented, and it's focused on power awareness, test, physical management, early design verifications, including those kinds of things that are assertions that you see encapsulated in my video around Virtuoso. So if you get the notion of capturing intent and preserving it seamlessly through the design process and you liked it in full custom, wait till you see it applied to the whole thing. It's the coolest thing in the world.
Okay.
Another element of this, as you can see the power was so prominent, is what we did in the Power Forward initiative. And I am excited about what the team has done. And it's not just the Cadence team. It's the industry team tackling this. It started out in May with a number of companies. We've added three companies just in the last little bit and accelerated into the IEEE standardization because we mean what we say. We're going to try to make this prominent because it's such a big care about. We're going to make it standardized, and then we're going to drive the marketing of it. So, and those are two separate things. And there's a lot of technology involved in this, especially by the seamlessness across the tool chain, and that's what's so interesting to see what happens. The impact of this will be prominent, and we've only begun to see the tip of the iceberg of how big it's going to be. And it kind of parlays into the last of the things I wanted to say something about is kits. You know, kits is another relatively ambiguous idea to some people. It's an abstraction. It's a platform abstraction that moves beyond the platform as we would typically know it, a Virtuoso or Encounter, across all the platforms, and even elements of the IP ecosystem and reference design examples. And what we are really doing here, as you saw from the chart, is first of all, start as a foundation of our technologies and then build upon those, targeted into discrete verticals because that's where the impact can see in terms of time or people efficiency. And the three areas that we target them in is the networking, wired or wireless, and personal entertainment. But it's logical. It builds upon base methodologies that are either analog mixed signal, big block IP like the ARM kit, both in optimization, RF design blocks, and then they continue up, kind of up a stack if you're an old IT person, and progressively over time. The roadmap, as we continue to build up, will emphasize that penetration into the verticals because that's where you get the big productivity gains. It's another example, I hope, of walking the talk between being able to take the technologies, build upon them, and move up that abstraction level because now people don't have to be an expert about analog mixed signal methodology or they don't have to be an expert about how you put a radio on the corner of the chip. We inculcate or encapsulate some of those base learnings and methods into the flow and make it easy and buildable. So I hope this gives you a little sense of what I'm up to. What we're trying to do is we're trying to allow you to increase differentiation beyond features. Certainly there's elements of features that would have been silicon and increasingly embedded software, hardware application software, system integration. This is the progression of time that everything has evolved to, whether it was a microprocessor to a computer, a graphics subsystem into or chip into a subsystem, or an iPod as it's integrated itself. And there's a lot of other cool things to look for this week. Incisive Extreme 3 is out there and new. The Cadence SIP offerings we talked about a couple of months ago at a CDN Live event in Europe. Encounter Timing System is very thoughtful, very complete and persistent and consistent across the digital design scheme. The space-based router and the functional verification kit for ARM, it just doesn't stop. The reason we do these things is to have an intimate and intense interaction with you guys, and it's an absolute pleasure to do that because what we're trying to do is accelerate that ability to bring art and science and allow that innovation to happen at an abstraction level. That's what my passion for the industry is. That's what our passion at Cadence is. And I tried to encapsulate that into a little video on the end. I bet a bunch of you will relate to this because that's how you drive your companies, but this is how we drive ours. It's been a pleasure to see you this morning.